is Sister Chat Time
on the Your Daily Pass podcast.
You are back with your co-hosts, Courtney Passfield and Fiona Daly.
I hope you're ready for this because you just never know where the conversation might go.
Enjoy! Fiona Daly, we are back.
Man, we are ready to rumble.
Also, just because I can show you under the bus here. We look like we took a holiday because it was the holidays and Courtney forgot to load them.
I mean, in my defense, I thought that they were already loaded. I'm not going to lie. I did think they were loaded.
I do like your, you know, you checked it.
Yeah, I feel like my book said it was done, but I don't think the actual being done was different.
I feel like
you were watching SEAL Team instead. Exactly. So, I mean, that just leads right into what our conversation today was going to be, Fiona. Wasn't
is it about
it?
SEAL Team?
No. No.
Because look, if you watch SEAL Team, Courtney is your tribe.
No, speaking of tribe, I wanted to talk about finding your tribe and the importance that connection really does make. And I sort of want to kind of even dive into knowing how hard it is to find those people.
Yeah.
Because I think
where do you find them?
Well, I think it's one of those things to truly find your group, your team, your vibe, your whatever, you actually have to be really open yourself.
You have to be content in who you are.
Yeah, but you're also
scary as shit because people judge.
Exactly. And I think the other thing though, Fiona, is you have to be okay to be authentically you. And you also have to be okay to share your shit show.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you're so good at finding your tribe, you and your shit show.
I know, I'm totally open.
I'm going to take the piss out of you, but also true, very true. I think people paint you as somebody else, do you know what I mean, until you prove otherwise.
Yeah. Well, yes, but that's not in a negative term. They see you as a certain person, and
yeah,
you know,
that's right. And it might be just we're only laughing. Clothing and
yeah, we were only laughing this morning, Fiona. You know, you're talking about like holy doodly. Like I drop my kids off to the bus every morning, and some days I'm in office work mode, so I'm dressed in that. You were like, some days I'm salon mode, so I have these wild ass leopard print pants on that these kids would be like, fucking Jesus,
wow, this lady is a trip.
And then
like,
other days,
today I've got hot pink shorts on,
exactly, and a white and black striped shirt.
I was telling this story to Courtney because I was thinking, you know, everything just changes so much once you get to know somebody. But to see me, I said to her, I wonder what these kids see and think, like, their mother is absolutely crazy as hell. Or, you know, is she, you know, what do they think? Because there's so many different outfits and so many different hats that I put on. And I just think, like, it's such an example of life when everybody's things change because of who you're showing up as.
And I also probably want to bring into that, Fiona, as we talked about that, but I think we should already talk about – I also want to say is, like, at the end of the day, in our heads we think people think about us more than they actually do.
Yeah, like, and then also – do a bunch of kids on a school bus give a shit what I look like?
Absolutely
not. They do not. But it's just one of those things, isn't it? You think to yourself, like, oh, I wonder how someone's judging me, or I wonder how somebody thinks. But also then I don't care because I really like my snake skin pants.
Because they're wild as shit. But I just think, you know, it is one of those things. We do spend quite a lot of our time concerned about what other people are thinking about us.
Yeah.
That we're too busy kind of thinking about what they're thinking about us.
Yeah.
That we really don't.
And I actually think that we have grown up in a world where vulnerability is seen as weakness. And so I feel like to be vulnerable with people, you're either really ballsy and you do it and people respect that, or you don't do it and people think you're a robot, or you do it and people think you're a whinger.
So let's talk about those three categories, right? Because you said you do it and you own it and you're ballsy and people really respect like that, right? And yeah. I think at the end of the day, it's kind of the category we want to jump into, really.
Just like everyone should be ballsy.
Yeah, all in. But, you know, we want to be like that. You talk about the person who does nothing, and I've, you know, that is the bit more
shows
of a
nothing. Yeah.
No, does, yeah, not does nothing, shows nothing. Yes. And that bit more of a robot sort of person. And I think the hard thing with that is, you know, they also probably don't know how to, or have never been taught, or have never educated themselves, because I do think that there is a line between what you've been taught and then where that responsibility is now on you, where you have to educate yourself.
Yeah.
Has never really probably educated themselves on how to express emotions in a healthy manner.
Yes. Jessie and I had this conversation on the weekend, because, like, I'm going to straight up say it. I was a robot.
Yeah, you were. Yeah,
I was
definitely,
like, probably the leader of the robot gang. And Jessie said to me, like, over, so it was our wedding anniversary, and he said to me, like, how much we've been through, because we've been together 15 years. And it was like, how much we've seen since we got married. And he said, did you ever think that our life would be where we are now? And I was like, nah, I always pictured that we'd have kids, but I never pictured them this size. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never pictured, I pictured certain things happening, like some of the things that have happened are exactly what I'd pictured, and other things, you know, obviously it's different. And he said to me, you are so different to the person that I met 15 years ago, because now you'll tell me what you're thinking and what you're feeling and things like that. Whereas before it was like, it's fine, it's okay, swept on the rug, keep on rolling. He said, you were a robot. And I said to him, do you think that, like, it's purely just because of everything we've been through that I've changed to be like that? And he said, I think so. But he said, I think it's because our level of trust for each other has completely changed because of what we've been through.
Mm.
So perhaps for somebody who was a robot, you come to a fork in the road when things get bad, and it's like you continue on, you soldier on as a robot, or you learn to let people in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call. That is a good call.
Because I would never, ever, we would not be sitting here podcasting, I can guarantee you.
No.
If I had stayed where I was.
Yes. And I think that's really interesting to bring up, because it's all good and well for us to sit here and talk about our emotions and talk about things that have happened and have such beautiful, authentic conversations with all our guests and all of these sort of things. But it's also remembering that if you're going, fuck, I don't know how to feel my emotions and I don't know how to do that, it's also looking at that and going, okay, well, it can still happen for me.
Yeah.
And I suppose leading on with that, I also want to say it gets probably a hell of a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Because it's when you allow yourself those emotions, there are so many hurtful emotions that come up first before you start to go, oh, I'm going to really attach myself to these good ones, because these bad ones, these harder ones really do show up.
And when we say about trying to find your tribe, you know, you grow up as, or you spend time as in one of these categories, right? Well, I mean, how Dr. Phil of us to give three categories.
Yeah, I know. Sounds
like
so,
us with no PhD.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you grow up in one of these categories, or you're in one of these categories for so long, and then to try and change that, how will your tribe react to that? Mm-hmm. You know, because you've got a tribe as a robot, but if you start to become ballsy, or you become a whinge, like if you're sharing so much as a robot, how are you going to handle that from somebody who's sharing so much that it becomes whingy?
I think the thing about the whingy is what I really want to sort of jump into with that, because you're right, Fiona. Like, I think as a sane human being, you know, we sit here and we go, you know what, growth is really good, and, you know, it's great to change. And if you had thoughts about something 12 months ago, 12 minutes ago, and you've been educated more and now you're taking, you change that thought, that is fucking amazing. And that's what we want in the world, and that's how we grow together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Like, I think it is one of those things that you kind of like, oh, but I've always been this way. Am I going to be okay, or am I going to be loved?
Yeah. It's because herd mentality.
It is herd mentality.
You know, we're our whole mentality is about staying part of the herd. And as soon as you start changing or do something a little bit differently, and it's not accepted because you're no longer doing what was expected.
Yeah. Or you're no longer fitting a part, a role in your friendship or in your family and or whatever.
Whatever in your tribe.
Yes. Yeah. Gosh, yeah. You know, you talk about the whingy one.
Mm.
And I think what's really interesting about that is, like, I get what you're trying to say, but
whingy's not the right word.
No.
Like, I take that back. It makes you sound like an asshole.
Yeah, it does. But I think – but I get what you mean as a quick overview. It's like, oh, if you open up too much, everyone's like, oh, here we go again. She's just saying her problems. But
I think it's learning to read what people can manage. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I love to push a bit of vulnerability on people, especially when I know that it makes them uncomfortable and yeah. they're not used to it.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to lie. I love telling people that I love them and they're like,
and they're like, oh, back away slowly.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is about. Like, I love that. That's great. And I think that it doesn't – it sparks growth in people and it sparks the opportunity for them to be like, well, I can talk about this with this person because this person loves me.
Yes, yes.
But
I think the thing with the whinger people or that category or that one that we're talking about is – I think as a tribe, you definitely have to be authentic and share your truth.
Yeah.
But you also, and I think this is why you've called the whinger, because the whinger is also the person that probably doesn't always allow other people to share their truth.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, and that's the difference between someone that you're like, you show your truth, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But they also set up a space for other people to share their truth. Whereas, like you say, the whinger is probably not the best category to say, no, but I don't know what else to say.
I don't know what else to say. It's almost like an oversharer.
Yes.
But it's like it's an oversharer of emotion where it's just like it's a lot all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not like – it's not saying that anyone should be less, but it's saying, well, it's a lot all the time and it's a lot for people to try and like to –
navigate
those emotions with you because they're just like, hot damn, every time I see this person, they're very emotional. There's nothing, you know, they're so negative. Maybe not a whinger, maybe they're a negative Nelly.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And
that's a really good call because I think the thing with that is you can handle a negative Nelly because we all can be, right?
Yes.
Like we're all going to like chop down that train pretty quickly. But what I really want to make people aware of is like, you've also got to be there for other people too, yeah. right? Like, and there is also times where you got to go, oh, look, I've really shared what's happening for me or what's going on in my world or life or anything like that, but I'm also going to stop and create the space for you yeah. to share as well.
Yeah. And sometimes you know, in an interaction, it's not about you. You know what I mean? Like yes. sometimes you just need to be, you've got two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I see you looking at me like, oh, yeah, you'll talk underwater.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
appropriate
you know,
much.
It's one of those things where it's like sometimes it's just not about you. Sometimes just going and sitting with somebody and listening to them and speaking in terms of like, oh, wow, okay, that's really interesting. Like, what was it about that moment or, you know, explain to me why this is cutting you so much. Not because I want you to be like, explain why you feel this way, but so I can understand, because then I can understand and be like, okay, yeah, I get it. Something else has happened at some other point and it's making this moment very uncomfortable. And so you get that more understanding for somebody if you're listening, you know, in a way that you can interact.
Yeah, and I think you're listening to ask questions, not listening to give back statements. You know how there's sometimes when you talk to people, you're like, you didn't really hear what I said. You were just too busy trying to like answer me back.
Yeah.
It's like a kid that back chats. You just want to be
true
like,
oi, that's like,
stop.
That's
just stop talking. Just
negative Nelly territory.
Exactly. Big time. Big time.
Yes.
It is really interesting though, isn't it? Like, you know, when you're trying to find your tribe because, you know,
and
the people that come
stages-
up.
And there's life stages. Tribes, you know, like Anidas, she would always say people are in your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Yeah.
And it is really, really so true and never more so true in my stage of life because I've gone from, you know, I was at school and then I was working and then I was engaged and then I was married and now I'm a mum. And so I've gone along as just Fiona And then it was like Fiona and Jessie, and now it's like Fiona, who's a mum of two kids, and we got a bet on. So, you know, my tribe has adapted and changed because it's who you see at those events. And it's, you know, your life revolves around – my life revolves around dancing, PNC, football, work, because that's what it becomes. You want to be part of your kid's life and you want to be – you just want to be proactive in it and so that they come to you. You know, that's just all we ever want is to be able to connect. But it means that your tribe kind of adapts with that.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. And that's that adaptation it's called, Fiona. Like, there's actually literally a name for it. And it is true. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Adaptation.
I know. Oh. I was just like, oh my God, that was so
professional of me.
That was, I felt
thank
like
you very much.
Dictionary.
I should be. But it's true because it is one of those things. And that just happens, you know. And I caught up with my, I nearly even hate saying best friends because they are my best friends, but they're just like nearly my sisters. And I caught up with five of them. Oh, I am the fifth one, but, you know, the four other ones of them on Monday.
There were some people in a room and Courtney was there.
And, you know, like, we had our time and our lives are also different and also hectic, and we've been friends, you know, some of them, you know, since literally preschool. And, you know, we all just had so much going on in our lives. And I was sharing, you know, we were all kind of like legit went around a table and was like, shit, what's going on with you now? What's going on you? Mm. You know, like, and I mean, it was a little bit of a scene of a home and away. I'm not going to lie. There was a bit going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I was talking to one of my, you know, everyone went home except for one friend, and I was talking and I was saying about another friend, and I was like, oh, like, it's just so funny, like, when you have kids and, you know, or when life changes in these, and it's not so much having kids, but it's a different era of your life. Yeah. So it can be, you know, not sort of, you know, for the people, those people who don't want to have kids.
I feel like even it's just like Auntieville.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When there's small people around, it changes life.
Yeah, it does.
Regardless of whether you own them or not.
Yeah. Well and truly. And, you know, I was saying about, one of my gorgeous friends who I actually haven't known for very long, but we see each other like every second day.
Yeah.
And just because of that drop off of that time, you know, we tend to do things at the same time. So we've become uber close, and she went away for 2 weeks, and I was like, oh, I'm a little bit lost without me little mate. Like, yeah. I'm just so used to her being around, and it just shows that, you know, that tribe can come to you in different ways. And yeah. And she was funny enough to even say to me, she's like, dude, the first time I seen you, I was like, I got a free friends with her. And I was like, really? Oh, you know, yes. Like, which is absolutely lovely. And so yeah, it is gorgeous. One of those things that your tribe comes in different ways, shapes and forms. And I think, yes. You know, you go through different stages, and that look of your tribe changes so much.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you're not like, oh my God, we're not friends anymore. But everybody's life changes. Mm. And it's like we kind of weave in and out of them, if that makes sense, because, you know, paths will take us a different way. And, yeah, we might loop back around and cross over again, but we might not. And I think that's the beautiful thing in life, is that you learn from all those moments.
Yeah, season, reason, a lifetime. That is such a beautiful saying, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
No, so, I mean, what's coming up for us is, you know, we're talking about our tribe and, you know, in what we call family too, and that's a really big thing for Fiona and I. And even just, you know, we've got our ladies' night coming up this weekend, and so we're really excited about bringing a range of women together for them to open up their eyes to what tribes can look like,
yes,
and how that can be for them.
Yeah, and our theme is like connect, inspire, create, and it is all about just building those connections. And you know what? Some people are coming in groups. Some people are coming as a one-man band. Yeah. Some people are coming as like they've got three or four tickets and things like that. And it's just, I think it's nice that we'll all be able to get together and really create something special because you spend this time with somebody and you kind of just like, like, you totally get me.
And I think the other thing, when you know, for us, we put it out there that we wanted to do a ladies' night, and people have all bought tickets, right? And so they're different ages, different stages of their lives.
You could not say this is our category because there is not a category other than they're all females.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. That's how it's worked. And I think what happens is, we can see this really beautiful turn of events where women from different ages can help educate.
Yes.
And there's no, like, you know, just because you're older doesn't mean you can educate more. Like, it's this beautiful connection of coming together and educating how life is now for a person in their 20s, how life is now for a person in their 50s, and what shows up for them and how that looks for them, and giving an understanding and just giving that love and grace to what that is and what that looks like.
It's all trust and respect, isn't it?
Mm, big it really time.
Is. Really is.
Yeah,
so gorgeous. Here's to going into ladies' night.
Yeah.
Open-hearted.
I mean, if I had a cheersing little noise. Probably need
to upgrade that thing there, bro.
Exactly.
If you were a tech guru like you thought you were.
Ooh. There we go.
If you were the tech guru that you thought you were, we could have all sorts of things on there.
You'd be all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to building. You know, I'm quite excited about the thought that we're potentially building a bigger tribe, or I don't know, even maybe a slightly different shaped tribe, purely because of the people who are showing up and the people that are excited about it. I'm like, oh, I never expected this conversation for you. Not because I had you pegged in any one of those three categories, but because I was like, oh, I'm not sure if like podcasting is their thing.
Mm.
And for some people, they're like, can't get into it. It's just not a thing. Yeah. And that's totally fine.
Your voice annoys me because some people's voices do annoy me.
Well, look, if I'm honest, because I'm loving my audiobooks at the moment. I got that Emma Carey one that we did assist chat about. It was amazing. Highly recommend. So
the lady
the girl who fell from the sky.
Yeah.
Was it Jessie's cousin texted me. She went to the book signing in Newcastle and was amazing. And she bought the book. And she was like, oh, my God, I got this. And I was going away the next day. I was like, I'm downloading that. And amazing.
I told you it was good. I mean, I've told you about it too. I'm not going to lie. But thanks for listening to me. Congratulations, Courtney.
You know how sometimes you just don't take it in because you don't know what it is?
Or sometimes you just don't listen to your sister. I mean, I know. I understand that too.
True that word. But her voice was very, very good.
Oh, to listen to.
Yes, so good to listen to. And there was just so much feeling in it. So it was like sometimes you were like, right, I laughed, I cried, I did all the things in this
did
book.
Ya?
And my kids listened to the book as well, because when we were going to your poo.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be really good for Elena, actually, because, you know, she was talking about what it is like to be a paraplegic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all – and it's just because we don't have the education on it. It's kind of like, oh, cool, your legs don't work.
Yeah, legit, that's what you think.
That's just not what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a huge realization for me as well with Elena. So she has spina bifida. And it's not just that her legs don't work the same as yours.
Mm.
You know, it's all those internal organs. And that was a huge realization that, like, there's a lot more to understand, and I 100% don't understand it all still.
Mm.
Still working that out. But it was very good for Elena to listen to that book.
Yeah.
Because Lenny was like, oh, wow. So she had to learn to walk again, or she goes to physio all the time, or she does this. And I was like, yeah, she does, babe. That's why she's doing all these cool things, and that's why she's
cool
talking.
To give them a face to a name or a human being too. Yeah. Like it makes it real. And I mean, you know, we've even been talking. So our next guest coming up is a lady who wants to help educate. You know, she's a deaf lady and she wants to help educate. And it's such a beautiful thing to go, okay, cool, educate me.
Yeah.
You know, I read her stuff and I was like, whatever you want to give me, just fucking give it to me.
I'm like, a city tell with my me. Mouth open.
Yeah, exactly. And my mouth like, shut and my ears open
my mouth on the floor.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's there's just so much power in educating and so much power in asking questions, but asking them in the right way.
Yes.
You know, we were just talking before about, you know, there's things that I'm curious about because I have somebody in my life who is deaf.
Yes.
And I also have, like with work, I'm interacting with somebody who's deaf and I'm asking for feedback because I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing.
Well, you want to give them a service that is something that they enjoy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, and I think that is the thing.
And you just, I don't know, I just never want someone to not feel connected.
Mm.
Like, and you, generally my way of connecting to you is we will talk until we find
something.
You know, I'm going to ask you all about your life and that's how we connect. But when you can't ask and I don't know how to do sign language,
yeah,
like that blows my mind.
Mm.
So I actually feel like this one coming up, and it's not going to be out for a few weeks.
No, it will be. Sorry to give you a little spoiler there, girls.
But get excited.
Yeah.
Because I feel like with those little interactions, and for me, myself with Elena, I was saying to Courtney, I had somebody reach out to me and say, how do we do this the best? Like, what can we do? And I was very uncomfortable by it, and it may just be that it wasn't the right timing, or the wording was a little direct, but it actually shut me down to not want to share.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think it's just like, how do we come at it in the best way possible,
yeah,
so that we can all make someone feel connected?
I know, like, I'll say it now, and I know I'll probably say it in this next interview too, but the Listen Able podcast, when I've listened to that one, Dylan has said in it, about the table, you know, we want to bring it all to the table, but can we make sure that table's accessible, you know, to everybody?
Exactly.
Which is just so important.
A million percent. And that is how we build our tribe as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I mean, for you, Fiona, you know, speaking about building the tribe, once you had an understanding of where people were coming from, you were open to sharing your story.
Happy to share with my tribe, as long as it's approached properly and not gossipy. Because you can see when something's gossipy a mile off.
Yeah.
But when you kind of build your tribe, it makes life so much easier.
Mm.
And you can be a bit ballsy and share your vulnerability. Like, exactly. I literally got a message just before we started recording from one of my friends who was like, how are you going?
Mm.
I know there's a lot on. How are you?
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
And that's absolutely beautiful.
It is.
So, homies, I hope you enjoyed this little sister chat. This is us getting back into it after holidays. You got a few episodes coming your way since they didn't get posted.
Buckle up.
Over the holidays, so they might just go a little longer into the year than we have.
Courtney's going to Google how to be a tech genius.
Exactly. I'll work on that. But, you know.
Siri.
Yeah, Siri, help me. But yeah, have a great day, whatever it is you're up to. Send
be a little ballsy.
Yeah, be a little ballsy.
Get a bit ballsy.
We're talking to women, and we're like, our demographic is women, and we're like, yeah, get ballsy.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they get it.
Yeah.
Like, I am at the point now where I'm like, I want to walk away from interaction and be like, is that everything I wanted to say? Did I say that what I wanted to say, or did I get too scared to say it because I thought I'd freak them out? Freak them out. Do it.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it. Like, don't do it with a creepy face.
Yeah.
As well. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Do it with a genuine face.
Yeah. Right.
But go for it.
Peace out, homies. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.